This is JIS News. Coming up, Commission for the Prevention of Corruption reports 50% compliance rate, Accountant General's Department to relocate, and PICA promoting health and safety measures in the workplace. The news in detail after the break.
It's a matter of understanding the importance of adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing.
Math counts.
Learning math will be greatly rewarding, gratifying, edifying, and fulfilling.
Math counts.
It's not hard, but to understand the concept, take the time to learn it. You think about your prospects. To be a physicist, teacher, biologist, shopkeeper, mechanic, or a chemist.
Math counts.
So embrace the wonderful world of mathematics. It's okay to be called a maths fanatic because
math counts.
Now the news. The Commission for the Prevention of Corruption, CPC, will embark on an education campaign to boost the compliance rate for the filing of statutory deductions by public servants. The compliance rate is currently at 50%. Secretary Manager at the CPC, David Gray, says to date, 13 cases are before the courts, 4 cases are at the trial stage, and 1 conviction has been recorded.
Filing of a statutory declaration is to indicate to the commission that they are not undertaking any activity as a result of them being employed in the public service that is to the detriment of the public service. So they are not taking bribes. They are not increasing their assets unwittingly or using their office for gain.
March 31 is the deadline for the filing of statutory declarations for public servants for the year ending December 31, 2015. Persons required to give statutory declaration are those earning $2 million and above as a result of them being in a position that affords that remuneration. This amount includes all benefits of the office, such as salary, traveling, uniform, and other allowances given, which would accumulate to $2 million or more. The Accountant General's Department is to be relocated later this year. The department will be moved to the building formerly occupied by the Ministry of Health at 224 King Street in downtown Kingston. Accountant General Carlene Murdoch says the move should take place within another 6 months as the building is being refurbished.
But it's being torn down, gutted, and everything's going to be brand new in there. Our pensioners, our staff members, and the general public that we serve will be better accommodated. Right now where we are sort of clustered. We are not able to do as we can do because of the space limitations.
Ms. Murdoch was speaking in an interview with JIS News. The Accountant General's Department is presently located at Public Building West King Street on the same premises as the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions and the Court of Appeal. Senior Director of the Investigation and Surveillance Unit at the Passport, Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, Andrew Winter, says safety and health measures must be strictly observed by employees in the work environment. Mr. Winter says employers and human resource personnel across all sectors must ensure that the work environment meets appropriate health and safety standards as they impact employee productivity.
It's now becoming a part of many organizations now to have occupational health and safety policy, and they are trying to put in measures in place to make sure that their staff is safe and secure and working in what we call a very healthy environment.
Mr. Winter was speaking at a seminar hosted by the Management Institute for National Development, MIND, in Kingston Tuesday. The seminar was organized by a group of administrative professionals from several public sector agencies enrolled in the MIND Diploma in Administrative Management. And Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says he is encouraged by feedback received following recent meetings with stakeholders as part of his scheduled familiarization activities. Minister Bartlett says the vital role played by tourism stakeholders must never go unnoticed.
They're excited by the prospects of growing the tourism industry to double-digit levels. And they're excited about having greater local entrepreneurship infused on the supply side in particular. And we spend a lot of time on the supply side. We are building products and ensuring that there is product integrity and destination management issues, which are important.
Minister Bartlett says he will be meeting with other stakeholders, including small hoteliers and interests representing sport, health, entertainment, and heritage tourism. He says these meetings are expected to be concluded by the end of March. That was JIS News. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.